This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
All right. Do you guys know who that is? I was listening to an episode of Armchair Expert, which is hosted by Dax Shepard. And for some reason, I went back and listened to the one with Matthew McConaughey because I love listening to him talk. And it does not disappoint. Highly recommend. It's so funny. The way he tells stories is just so fascinating and just holds your attention. And now I want to read his book because it just seems it would be really entertaining and easy to read, although it is 300 pages long. So that's concerning to me, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe one day when I'm an avid reader, I'll read his book. But yeah, this has nothing to do with the podcast. I always say, all right. And that's what Matthew McConaughey says. Anyways, moving on. I am recording this right now on Monday, December 21st. It is exactly 12:41 p.m. I spent all morning painting the office. I had no idea what I was doing, and I've just kind of procrastinated getting started. I had my husband buy all the supplies that I needed, and they just sat in the office forever. And every day I would do one little thing to get ready to paint. I moved everything out of the office and into the front entrance. So our front entrance has been a disaster zone for days now. So finally, I decided, you know what? I'm just going to start painting and whatever happens, happens. I thought I was going to spill paint all over the place and make a big mess, but I was super careful, which is probably why it took me forever. But I didn't make a mess or spill any paint. And I'm worried that I'm going to have multiple coats. And for some reason, we never even thought that we would need a primer because we were putting a really, it's called Ultra Pure White from Bare, I think. And we were putting it on really light walls. They were white, but they were maybe a soft cocoa kind of color, but when you walked into the room, it just looked white or an off-white. I never even thought to use a primer. And my friend messaged me on Instagram saying, if you didn't use a primer, you might need 3 coats of that paint. So now I'm oh my God, it was such a big job to do just 1 coat, but we'll see how coat number 2 goes. Hopefully I don't need 3. But even with just the 1 coat, it's such a big difference. The room feels so fresh. I love it. And now I want that color white all over the entire house, but there's no fucking way I would do that myself. I would have to hire someone. So it probably won't happen, but it's just a dream that I have. Do you guys make New Year's resolutions? I'll probably put something out on Instagram and have people write in or message me if they have a New Year's resolution, because I'm so interested to hear what they would be. So I don't usually do resolutions, but last year my resolution was, because I was starting to do more social media stuff, and I knew TikTok was popular at that point, even though I hadn't started yet. I made my account and everything, and I decided, you know what, my New Year's resolution is going to be to story on Instagram, because I never used to do stories at all. I would just post, and I would watch people's stories, but I was nah, it's not for me. So I was I'm going to start storying, and I'm going to make TikToks, and I'm not going to care about what I look like. I shit you not, this was my New Year's resolution: to story, make TikToks, and not care what I look like in the videos, which, that was never who I was as a person. I always cared what I looked like when I posted a photo or, a video, anything. So that was like kind of a big deal. And obviously it paid off, and it's so like freeing to just be able to like not have to get ready, not worry about what I look like, what my hair looks like, and just like whip up my phone and say what I want to say or make a TikTok no matter what I look like. Not having to spend time getting ready and not like using the mental energy to like be concerned about what I look like. So that was my resolution last year, and look what happened. Now I can't stop storying and making TikToks. I was trying to think about what my New Year's resolution would be this year, and I figured it out. So this year for 2021, my New Year's resolution is to just go big. And what I mean by go big is like, don't be afraid to approach people, to be a guest on the podcast. Like, don't be intimidated by people. Like, whoever you want on the podcast, just email them and that's it. And this was inspired by Shane, who is one of the co-hosts of this Family Tree podcast. They've had amazing guests on their show. And when he asked me to be a guest on their show, I immediately looked it up, and I was looking through their past episodes, and I was like, oh my god, like I got intimidated and nervous to be on their podcast because they have huge guests on their show, like Jesse Cruikshank, Jillian Harris, Perez Hilton, Alyssa Milano, like on and on and on. So I asked him, like I just straight up asked him, like, how do you get these guests on your show? And he said, just email. And I was like, really? Like, you just email them and they come on your show? And he's like, yep. And that has been like one of the benefits of COVID, if you can even say that, is that people are less busy with regard to like meetings or like, you know, TV engagements or other things that they normally would have, like without COVID going on. So people just were more available to do things like podcasts, which happen virtually. So yeah, like, you know, I would never think to just email whoever, you know, like, you know, the cast of Vanderpump Rules, or like, who else would I want to get on the show? They interviewed Lauren from the Skinny Confidential. Like I would love to have those people on my podcast, but I would never think to email them. And I think it's partly like imposter syndrome, right? I'm like, being in grad school for so long, like that is just my MO, like constant imposter syndrome. Like, why would they come on my show? But yeah, so that's my New Year's resolution, is to just not even think about it and just start emailing people to get them on the show. And in the same way that I'm going to just start emailing people to be on the show, I'm also going to start emailing and looking for sponsors for the show, because there's no reason why my show can't be monetized. So that's something that I need to spend energy on and not feel like my show is not worth monetizing. So yeah, he had such good advice for me, and I'm so thankful that he had that conversation with me and was just super honest about how they do things and, you know, giving me tips and insight basically into the podcast world.
This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their Biteables are transition to table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddos' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. I'm pretty sure my episode with them comes out today. I think that's what they said. I'm not sure, but I will obviously keep everyone posted on Instagram once that goes live. I recorded with them, Shane and Alexandra from This Family Tree podcast. I recorded with them last week, and their episode will air January 15th, I believe, on the Mom Room podcast. So look out for that as well. In 10 minutes, I'm just looking at the clock and it says it's 12:50. And in 10 minutes exactly, I think they're going to be making the announcement for all of Ontario with regard to the lockdown over Christmas because of COVID, obviously. Super not ideal for Christmas, clearly. Everyone's had such a difficult year, and we already haven't been seeing friends and family since March. And now I believe they are going to do a lockdown across Ontario for 2 weeks if you're in the northern part of Ontario, and then the rest of Ontario would be a full 4-week lockdown. So that sucks, and I think it's planning to start on Christmas Eve, which is I'm sure so many people had all these plans made and they were looking forward to it. Like, I know we were keeping our Christmas super small, and just my parents were going to come down for a couple nights, and now that can't even happen. So it's literally just going to be me, my husband, and Milo for our Christmas. My husband rearranged his work schedule and has been working so much and has been so busy the last few weeks because he wanted to be off over Christmas. So that's kind of a bummer because, you know, now we're not even going to be able to do fun things or see family, but at least he'll be home with Milo and I, because if he, you know, didn't do that and he was working over the holidays,
Oh my gosh, that would be so hard for me. I think I would just sit at home and cry and eat cookies with Milo. I'm trying to plan out our Christmas. Like, it's crazy. It's Monday right now and Christmas Eve is Thursday. I know not everybody celebrates Christmas, but we do. So that's just like when I'm talking right now, I'm talking about us. And so I'm saying Christmas. But yeah, we have Christmas Eve on Thursday and then Christmas Day is Friday. Which is nuts. Like, it doesn't, there's not even snow on the ground really, which I'm not used to living in Sudbury in Ottawa. We always have a ton of snow at Christmas. So yeah, it just feels totally weird this year. And I try and play Christmas movies on the weekend and, you know, we have our Christmas tree up and some decorations, but you know, we'll see. Maybe Thursday once we get into, I don't know, Milo opening some gifts, which I think we're going to do some gifts on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day just to kind of break it up because it is just us at home. Maybe we'll get more into the Christmas spirit. I think my husband and I, well, let's be honest, it was just me. I was trying to make a list of fun things we could do like over Christmas Eve and Christmas Day just to kind of make it special and have something to look forward to. So I think on Thursday, we're gonna do like a charcuterie board in the evening and like have wine and maybe make like a fun Christmas cocktail or something. I don't know. I really love margaritas, so maybe I'll just make margaritas. We're gonna do on Christmas Day, my husband's gonna make like a dinner. I'm going to make a I think it's a gingerbread cake. Anyways, I posted the recipe on Instagram, but I'll post it again. It's a similar kind of cake to this pumpkin cake that I made over Halloween. I made it a few times because I would just gobble it up. And the icing is like using browned butter. Like you actually brown the butter in a pan. It is to die. So she has a gingerbread version for Christmas time, so I'm gonna make that 100% and eat that. And then I wanted to pick up some games that are good for two players because when Milo goes to bed on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I want my husband and I to play games and have drinks and like have Christmas movies playing. So yeah, I think that would be fun. And if it does end up snowing on Christmas Day, then obviously we'll go outside and play, build a snowman, whatever. But yeah, it will definitely feel different this year. And I was talking to my mom the other day and she said, you know, like we'll just celebrate Christmas whenever we can. So who knows when that will be, maybe in February. I ordered a camera, so it's a Canon, a DSLR, which don't even ask me what that stands for, but you know, it's like a camera that you hold and take pictures with, but it also has like a really good video recording system. Oh my god, like I'm not a tech person, so this sounds so horrible. I don't know the right words to use. But yeah, so I ordered one that's really like supposed to be really good for vlogging. Which is like video, but blog, get it? Vlogging. I'm planning to start a vlog in the beginning of February. So I'm going to film for like a week at a time or 5 days, let's say. And then over the next two days, like have it edited into a vlog, which will be like 10, 20 minutes long. And then putting that on YouTube. So every week there will be a vlog of my life with my little honey bunny and my husband and my two Pomeranians. Let's not forget them. So yeah, I'm hoping it'll be like really funny and like honest and just like truthful about, you know, life with a toddler. I'm obviously planning on showing like ups and downs and probably having some like one-on-one of me just talking and, you know, telling how I feel about certain things or struggles or, you know, highlights of our week. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'm sure it's going to start off as one thing and kind of evolve into something else, but I'm really looking forward to that. So I'm going to pick up the camera today and then probably spend a couple days trying to learn how to use it. And then my plan is to record all of our Christmas holiday and make a fun video and put it on IGTV. So yeah, look out for that. It has a really, like, a huge thing that I was looking for in a camera to use for the vlog was that it has a screen that you could see while you're filming, because I want to make sure, like, the shot is correct. Like, you can see both me and Milo or whatever I'm doing. So that was important, which not a lot of them have it, but I did find one that has a really nice, it's like a 3-inch screen that just, like, pops up. So I'm really excited to start that in the new year as well. And now that I'm doing the co-hosted podcast episodes on Zoom, what I'm doing is having an editor take the video footage from the episode and do like promotional clips, which will be like 30 seconds to a minute long. And I will put those obviously on Instagram and on YouTube as well.
And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth, is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home, but for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
I'm also switching over my website to a new domain, a new website. It's being set up right now. It's not ready yet, but that is where everything will be, like the blog, podcast information, photos, contact forms, all that good stuff that websites have. The one that I'm using right now, it's just not very user-friendly, and to add to it and to do like new things to it, I'm not Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know what I'm doing. So we're moving it to a more like user-friendly, like self-serve kind of website host, I guess you could say. Oh yes, something that we switched recently is we have taken the book club off of Instagram and we have moved it into the Facebook group. So the Mom Room community is a group on Facebook. It is such an amazing group so far. I love it. People are super like supportive and encouraging and just cool and fun. But yeah, so we decided to put the book club there because it's easier to engage with people and interact. So at the beginning of every month, we're going to have a post about what the book is and what the next month's book is so that it gives people time to get it. And then at the end of each month, we're going to ask you for your thoughts about whatever that month's book was and like your feedback. And we're going to ask a couple specific questions about the book. And then Jen and I are going to still record a podcast episode about the book and include some of the feedback that we get from you guys. So that should be fun. And, you know, it's going to be more organized in the new year than it was on Instagram, because on Instagram, I have so much going on that it's hard for me to remember to like log into the book club account and make all the posts, and like I just, my brain just can't do it. So if you're not already a member of the Facebook community, then definitely there is a link in the episode notes to join, and just make sure you answer all the questions to be like admitted into the group, because that's just us making sure that you're a real person and not a robot. Well, this is my last episode before, like my last solo episode before the holidays. Friday's episode is with Casey Davis, which you can find her on TikTok as Domestic Blisters or on Instagram at Struggle Care. I loved that interview so much, and it's super helpful, especially for moms with young kids, or, you know, especially during like quarantine times where kids are at home a lot and parents are trying to work from home. Such a good episode to listen to. So what I think I might do is release it on the Sunday, or maybe I'll just release it on the Friday and keep reminding people on Instagram that it's out and to go and listen. Because yeah, it's super, like, she is a wonderful human being to listen to and has such good messages for all of us. Well, I think this is going to just be a short 20-minute episode because I need to go get my shit together and go pick up my camera. Maybe clean up a little bit, wash all of Milo's soothers that we scatter around his crib. Like, there's just so much to do. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I am looking forward to 2021 and to just grow this show and bring you like amazing guests and of course my solo episodes where I just ramble about shit. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, please rate and review this podcast because it's how I keep going and how I stay in the charts on iTunes and Spotify and all those places. I feel like I'm forgetting to say something, but like, Renee, what do you have to say? Like, I don't know why I have that feeling. Like, you're forgetting something. Anyways, I hope everybody has a happy and healthy holiday and that you're able to spend it with your family. Next week for my solo episode, I'll let you know how our Christmas was and what we were up to and how Milo did. I'm expecting that he'll actually be excited about his gifts this year, so I'm looking forward to that. And just spending time with my husband. We're both busy bodies and he works a lot and I'm always doing stuff after hours for the podcast and whatnot, so I'm just looking forward to that and having some drinks and eating some snacks. So I will talk to you guys next week, and I'm gonna put something out on Instagram because I want to know people's New Year's resolutions. So with that being said, good night, good day, good evening, good weekend, good. I don't know. Anywho, I hope your children sleep tonight.